Have a listen to this. Yeah, there you go. That's the sound of a new visitor to Kerry. First time ever sighted in Kerry. That is the sound of, well, male and female redhead ducks. A North American visitor. Only the second ever sighting in this country. And it has the birding community very excited indeed. People even coming from far away as the UK to get a spot of this. Ed Carty is a field ornithologist from Tralee, of course, with us on the line again. Ed, good morning to you and thanks for joining me this morning. Tell me about the female redhead.
Morning, Jerry. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, the female redhead causing a lot of excitement. Birders travelling all over from all over the country and further to see it. First seen on Saturday morning, found by Brian Power. And what can I say? It's I've been back to see it myself and a huge rarity. There's only been two in Ireland, one ever in the UK, and a few more scattered around Europe. They're exceptionally rare this side of the Atlantic. They breed up in Alaska and on the Great Lakes, and they travel down to North America to the winter in Mexico, Cuba, Guatemala, southern Texas. So she shouldn't be here at all, but she is.
This bird would normally be flying south from North America or Canada and would fly straight down to the warmer climes to breed, but it obviously got blown badly off course.
Exactly. Not to breed, Jerry, just to spend the winter down in
to spend the winter, yes.
Above in Alaska and St. Lawrence Rivers and up further north. But yeah, basically, instead of going straight south or southwest, it went completely the wrong direction and up in near Cremorne and Lochie Ganavan in Kerry. So we're delighted to have her, and I suppose like a lot of people in the UK, they're all looking around saying, geez, will we get out of this country, you know? But sure, what better way to go, Jerry? Beautiful scenery, All-Ireland champions Ballymac on Gaeltacht and Dingle, you know, and Jesse Buckley maybe thrown in for good measure. Why wouldn't she want to come over and visit us, like, you know?
Incredible. Yeah, and there's been people coming from far and wide to get a sighting of it. What does it look like, Ed?
So it's a lot of people will be familiar with ducks. So, for example, the mallard, the male mallard with its lovely green glossy head, the teal with chestnut and green on the head, shoveler with bits of red and all that kind of stuff, the males. So the males are all fairly extravagant looking to attract the females. But in the birding world, in a lot of species, and particularly ducks, your eider, your mallards, they're all brown. They blend in with the vegetation because they nest in the ground. And this is a huge advantage when you're sitting on eggs or minding ducklings, because if the fox wanders past or the mink wanders past, you don't want to be sticking your green head out of a nest. Very conspicuous. Yeah. Similarly with the scarlet redhead. Anybody that can Google the word redhead, it's all one word, redhead bird, redhead duck, they'll see exactly what I've seen. The male is a fantastic-looking specimen with a bright scarlet head, but the female doesn't resemble it at all. It's basically just a brown-looking duck. And in the birding world, you need to know your ducks from your ducks.
Yeah, you do. And it's evolutionary, really, that the females are all kind of dull and blend into the background. It's for survival. Now, I was reading up about the redhead duck. Apparently, it's a bit of a cuckoo egg. Is that right? It lays its eggs in other ducks' nests.
Yes. There's a lot of that. It's not just our cuckoo and other cuckoos. Yeah, they can do that. And they will also adopt other chicks and all this kind of stuff. Yeah, it's a fascinating. Once you go down the rabbit hole, Jerry, like, you know, once you start reading on and reading more, it's fascinating what you learn. But yes, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, they can even lay their eggs in other redhead ducks' nests and then abandon them there. So this one is a bit of a rogue. But is she still there, Ed, at the moment? And what's likely to happen? Will she winter here now?
So reported again this morning, present, I believe a Dublin contingent were down to look at it. She's in good company, Jerry. She was first seen on as I said on Saturday morning, in the company of other North American ducks. These are ringneck ducks. They're very like our own scaup, European scaup, and European tufted duck. They have a big white panel on their side, and they're basically glossy, kind of a black, kind of a bluish colour. So she's hanging around with them, but also intermingling with mallard and teal, European birds. And ducks have a federal flock together. They're not really too worried about other ducks. It's a huge area. Food is plentiful. Yeah, I do believe that she was disturbed, or the birds were disturbed over the weekend, which is normal enough because there was kayakers or canoers on the lake. That's standard enough. The lake is fine and big, and there's other areas in the vicinity like Carra Lake. So they can move into that. As I said, the feeding is fine. Yeah, she could be here for another week, a day, a month. You know yourself, Jerry, it's hard to know, but she's there. I went back on Sunday morning. The weather wasn't great. It was a bit overcast, but I'm hoping to go back again in the morning to see her, hopefully in better light. But a huge attraction. Two carloads that I was, when I was there Sunday morning, came over from the UK, and I believe on Monday morning, there was a few lads from Scotland as well. So that'll just tell you the
incredible,
and how rare this bird is in a European context, like, you know.
Is it possible to say, Ed, will she make it back home? Will she try and fly back across the Atlantic to Mexico or southern Texas, or would she go back to Alaska?
No. The late, great Frank King, as you well know, would have been often talking about American waders in September. These birds get blown across on the prevailing winds, and they end up over here. And what happens when they get over here, Jerry, is they can't fly across the Atlantic because it's all westerly winds coming at them, and it's just too difficult.
Yes.
So what she'll do, like most birds do, she'll travel north and south, as she would have been doing, to Alaska, Guatemala, on the other side of the Atlantic. So she'll probably end up in Iceland or Scotland or Greenland. But she could tiptoe across from Iceland to Greenland, you know, over the summer. We may never again see her, but she could report it. She could be reported maybe somewhere in Galway, Sligo, Donegal, tiptoeing all the way back up again, heading north, as she thinks she's heading north to the breeding sites, but she'll be slightly off kilter by about 3,000 kilometres when she gets to Iceland, if she gets that far.
She'll have to watch out for Donald Trump if she goes to Greenland, that's for sure, but that's another day's work, Ed. Listen, Ed, brilliant stuff. Thanks so much for talking to us in the programme about it, and long may it continue, people coming over and checking out this part of the world to check out the female redhead duck. Brilliant stuff, Ed, thank you.
No problem, Jerry, anytime. Cheers, bye-bye.
There you go. Ed Carty with us on the line there talking about the female redhead. We're going to put a picture of the duck up on our social media, and just to see the specimen that it is. Again, the male redhead, much more colourful for interesting reasons. But we'll put the picture up of our Loch Yanavan. Brilliant stuff, and well done to Brian Power. They found earlier on last week by Brian Power the second Irish record of all time, the first ever Kerry record of the North American duck. Remarkable stuff.